Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
The National Institute of Communicable Diseases reporting 4,227 new COVID-19 cases being identified in South Africa, a 15.7% positivity rate. Gauteng once again leading with the majority of new cases, sitting at 221 rather, the Western Cape at 152. One of the things that we've come to learn about long COVID is the distortion and the loss of smell. And joining me is Dr. Martin Young, who's an ear, nose and throat surgery specialist. Martin, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa. Morning to you.
Do we understand why long COVID results in people not being able to smell anymore?
Well, not just long COVID. What happens with the person who gets infected straight away is that the virus replicates in the nasal lining. And when it does so, the virus kills one of the cell types that look after the nerve endings in the nasal lining. And when those cells die, the nerve endings that normally give you your sense of smell, they don't function. So for many people, they lose their sense of smell while those supporting cells take time to grow back again. And for many people, it may be a week or 2 weeks or even longer. But in some people, certainly with long COVID, that process takes a really long time. And when the nerve cells grow back again, they kind of make wrong connections, and people get this changed sense of smell, so that they can smell something, but what should smell pleasant to them is nasty, and that causes them lots of trouble. It's really not a nice issue to have to deal with.
Not at all, Martin. Do we have any sort of understanding as to why Africa, for example, might take longer for those cells to rejuvenate and to go back to optimal smelling, and yet Martin will gain back his smell within a week or two?
No. It's so we don't have a lot of knowledge yet why some people get long COVID and some people get infected but have no symptoms in the slightest. It really is a modern mystery that people are now trying to work out. Yeah.
And it's true about a lot of COVID, right? Because it is, I suppose, a novel coronavirus, and we certainly don't understand the longitudinal impact of the virus in any way whatsoever.
Yes.
Is there anything that you can do as an ENT specialist? Like, are there interventions, including surgery, that you could perform where miracles will happen and I'm able to smell my favorite fruit again?
Miracles, no. So my role is to look at a person, find out whether they have things that make their sense of smell worse, or which make their recovery process slower, such as do they have sinusitis, do they have nasal polyps, do they have a deviated nasal septum. That's my first role. My second role, for people who don't need another medical problem dealt with, such as sinusitis or nasal polyps, second role is to tell these people, look, your chances of getting better one day are high. They are really good, but it's going to take time. Time is the big thing. And then we give measures that have people who are really, really battling with this problem. We can help them through the problem. We don't have a magic cure. We have treatments which will help, treatment called smell training, but there's no magic cure. But that's not to say we can't help them or cannot help them give good measures which let them cope. That's a critical point. Last thing a doctor should tell their patient is there's nothing we can do.
No, absolutely. And I suppose with the interventions and with the training, you cannot, as a doctor, also guarantee that the majority of the smell is going to go back, right? They might have some improvement in some cases or total improvement in other cases.
Yes, yes. I mean, the trials which I've read do say, bearing in mind, we only have a 2-year-long track record of living with COVID. The host trials say most people do get most of their sense of smell back. Most of them do. The prognosis ultimately is good, and the smell training process helps that process. It helps the prognosis.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time and your insight and expertise today. Dr. Martin Young is an ear, nose and throat surgery specialist, reflecting, of course, on the distortion and the loss of smell that you suffer. It turns out from the moment sometimes you are diagnosed with COVID, but in some cases, long COVID could see you without optimal smell for long periods of time.